No, EJ Tail, that's Crowder in the house. Before that, Rebecca St. James teaming up with her siblings from For King and Country, Kingdom Come. Good morning to you, Olivia and Fred with you. Happy Tuesday, 7:04.
If you're looking for a new job, new open positions were just posted on WJTL's job link. Just click on the job link banner at WJTL.com to see opportunities from businesses and organizations that partner with WJTL.
This morning, our very special guest from Bible to School, our friend, CEO, Corey Pennypacker. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Fred.
Thank you for braving the cold and coming out this morning.
Yes, but I have my turtleneck on, so
I know,
I'm ready.
I love it. And, your Bible to School hoodie.
Yes.
You look very warm.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yes, I'll say hi to my husband on his way to work. Work hard today, honey. We need it.
Tell everybody about Bible to School.
Sure. Bible to School is a nonprofit organization. We teach communities how to teach the Bible during the school day to public school children. We do that through the release time court rulings upheld by the Supreme Court. You can actually do this. You can teach people the Bible during the school day if it's off-site, if you have parental permission, and if it's not taxpayer funded, so it's privately funded. So those are the three things that make us legal, and we can teach everybody how to do this, and we're really excited about it.
And you're in a lot of schools locally.
Yeah, we are a lot. We're at 30 schools across Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
And 65 classes this year.
Yeah.
And weekly, once a week, kids come and they learn about Jesus.
And you always bring great stories about how God's working through Bible to School. Do you have a story for us?
Oh, yeah. We had a little boy who he came to Bible to School, but his friend didn't know who Jesus was, and he brought him along with him. And then they were, so he's soaking it all in all year long. And then they were on a field trip. And this little boy said, hey, I want to know how to ask Jesus, you know, to be in, that's thing that they do at Bible to School. And so the other little boy was like, what are you talking about? And he ended up saying, I'll teach you how to ask Christ. So he led his friend to Jesus and the prayer of salvation.
Wow. And how old again?
They're only in third grade.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's
second,
amazing.
Third, and fourth graders we teach, and we do it typically over their lunch and recess, and we equip moms, dads, parents all across the state, and other states can do this as well. So if you have friends in other states, we can teach them how to do this.
That's awesome. When you came in this morning, I said, what's new? And you're like, we're really growing.
Yeah, we're on track to grow about 40% this year, 30 to 40%. But here's the kicker, Fred, and I want everybody to hear this, is that before COVID, we were about at 50% of our kids were unchurched. And I thought that was amazing. They didn't, they'd never heard about Jesus before.
Right.
This year, it's a record high. It's 58%, almost 60% of our kids. That's, six kids out of 10 that don't even know who God is.
Wow.
So it's a real privilege to be able to teach people how to do this in all the school, in the school districts. And we just love it.
So first off, if folks wanted to bring this to their school and it's not there yet, how do they do that?
They go to BibleToSchool.com. That's Bible, the number two, school.com. And check us out and message us, and we will get back to you and have a discussion.
And second off, if it's at their school and they want to help by volunteering, you need volunteers.
We do. We do. With all this growth, we need your 2 hours a week, once a week, kind of in the middle of the day. So if you have a flexible schedule, we would love for you to check out our website and see if I have a program near you. And these kids, you just fall in love with them. You really, really do. We have some volunteers that are out, like they might be out on sickness, and they're like, I miss my kids. I got to get back. I got to get back.
It's like Sunday school, but off campus.
Exactly. Exactly. And these kids come to their Wednesday church or their Thursday church.
Right.
And it's real. You can do this. You can tell about Jesus all week long, Fred.
Yeah, that's very cool. Check it out online. Bible2, Bible2school.com. We'll talk more with Corey coming up in just a bit. I'll tell you the forecast, too. Francesca Battistelli, Natalie Grant, more music on the way. With us.